What's going on, guys? This is your boy Knuckles. Welcome back to Eternal Savage Podcast. Appreciate each and every one of y'all here today. Thank y'all so much. I'm back. I've been so busy, been doing music, been doing acting on a lot of shows and a lot of networking and grinding. So sorry for the long absence. But yeah, I'm going to try to make, I promise, guys, if you guys fuck around and fuck with me and stick with me, I'm going to try to at least give you guys two streams a week. I'm going to try my best to stay to that schedule, talk about different things. If y'all never been here before, I talk about all different types of stuff, the things that's going on in the world that I care about, and talk about real shit. If you're sensitive or someone that can't take the truth about shit, then or don't like someone speaking facts on things that are hard for a lot of people to accept, then this ain't for you. But if it is, then bring your ass on and let's have a good time. Also, good people, I want you guys to definitely check out my new music. If you guys want to follow me on any social media, follow me on Instagram @_ it's Knuckles Bitch 1 _. And basically, itzknuckleszbitch 1_. And I should pop right up. I got a new single out right now called Ride With Me. It's on Spotify. I got over 10,000 streams so far, and I dropped it like a couple weeks ago. God is great. The music is going good. People are fucking with it. And a lot of people's taking off. So you know what? The music video's on its way. If you guys want to definitely support the music and check out my new single, Ride With Me, definitely go on Spotify or Apple Music or wherever you stream service at and type in Knuckles, KNUCKLEZ, and type in space Ride With Me, RIDEWITME. That's all you have to do. And I'll come up in your Spotify, your Apple Music, and any other type of platform that you use. You guys can check out my new single and my projects. I got two projects also, In Your Face Music EP and also the Knucklehead EP. So I hope you guys enjoy those. Appreciate y'all. So let's get to this beautiful, beautiful podcast, because I'm back. I feel so good. I feel so alive. I feel so liberated. Let's get it. I just want to tell you guys, man, life has been so blessed and so good, but I want to talk about some crazy shit. I hope you guys have been seeing this, because I don't know if you guys are Marvel fans, because I am a big Marvel fan. I love Marvel. I have been following Marvel for a long time. DC is cool too, but we already know when it comes to the live action superhero movies, this shit is the best. This shit is how we do it right here. You understand what I'm saying? You already know, just like everybody else know, that Marvel is nothing to be fucked with. And DC, they got some good films, but let's just be real. They are not at the level of a goddamn Marvel. That's why Marvel's still whooping they ass and keep whooping their ass, and it's probably gonna keep doing it for a very long time. Shit, their phase 1, 2, and 3 is still bodying everything they got. But then, you know, they keep doing Batman to save their life, and the Batman was great. But let's just be real, Marvel's better at the live action until they finally get it right. DC still got some gems here and there with Wonder Woman and Aquaman, but they really need to step their game up with some of the other characters. And then with a lot of real life issues going on, whoo, boy, we don't see what that Flash movie gonna end up doing. But hopefully that shit get cleared up, because I really want to see the Flash movie. I love Flash. That's my favorite hero of all time. Basically my favorite superhero of all time is Flash, and then also second would be Spider-Man. But now I tied first place with Flash and Black Panther. They both are my top favorite superheroes of all time. And then number two, like I said, it's Spider-Man, and yeah, 3 would probably be Batman, and 4 would be Superman. But anyway, yeah, like the phase 4, we already on that right now, and we're about to finish that up in the next year or so. Phase 5 and phase 6 look fucking amazing. They got Echo, they got the 2 Avenger movies is coming out in the phase 6, and then coming back to back. So we're going to get the first one, even though it's going to be a little bit of a time before it gets here, like 2024, but it's going to be here, or 25, I think it said 24, 25, a shitload away. And it's going to be, the first movie going to come out in January, and the next one will come out 6 months after that. So that's great, too. We got more shows coming with Echo. Blade is getting a movie. They're doing some more. I wish I was looking at it right in front of me. I should have pulled it up, but since I'm on my phone, next time I'll pull up everything I saw again on the computer. And next time I'll be more prepared. But they got a shitload of shows that's coming that's going to be awesome. They definitely doing a shitload of movies that's coming out too. The Spider-Man is getting another one too. But and they actually going to make it sort of like a prequel show. Instead of the next Spider-Man be a full movie, it's going to be a prequel show. Where in this situation, this is going to be Peter when he first started. So, because remember, if you guys did see Marvel, and when Marvel introduced Spider-Man and Tom Holland, he was already Spider-Man. Tony Hawk came to him and, you know, recruited him in Civil War. But, of course, there was a lot of years, or maybe a couple of years, or, you know, however long they want to do it, for a storyline where, you know, he lost Uncle Ben and he just became Spider-Man, and then he was trying to learn his powers and still wearing pajamas and things like that. And also, fun fact with this, not only is it going to be a prequel show like the beginning years before he meets him in Civil War, he's actually going to have Daredevil. Daredevil is rumored, and most likely, and I think they did confirm it, because Daredevil is going to be a part of a lot of stuff. Because Daredevil's getting his show coming back, and it's going to get 18 episodes. Oh, my God. That's basically like two seasons in one, and it's so great. He's going to have a new suit, new everything. Hopefully, we get more Bullseye and another great villain of his. And Fist supposedly supposed to be coming back as well. It's going to be fucking legendary. This is going to be off the chain. I'm so excited. But also, I'm going to go ahead and take a little quick break. Give me 1 second. Got to pay some bills. Let's get this ad out the way, and then we're going to come back and talk about some more. So, right now, back to the show. Sorry about that commercial break, but you already know we got to pay these bills. But so, basically, we got some great stuff going on, too. Besides with Daredevil, he's going to have his own show, and he's going to be a part of his show, Spider-Man. He's also going to be getting a part of the phenomenal She-Hulk. Yes, She-Hulk is getting a show, and she is going to have Daredevil showing up in there too. Because you already know, if you, just in case if you haven't known, you do know that she's a lawyer. She is a lawyer in the comic books, and he's a lawyer as well. So that right there causes them. Sorry about that. Because of them both being lawyers, those two interact with each other. And I noticed with the shows that's going to be in phase 5, they're using Daredevil sort of like the same way that they used, what's his name? They're using Daredevil the same way that they used, what was the character? I'm so sorry, I'm just trying to remember, Iron Man and a few other characters to keep to show up in everybody's movie to connect everybody. And basically, that's what they're doing with the TV shows, because everybody knows Marvel's all in the same universe. But they're using Daredevil in that aspect. So he's going to be like the beacon to connect every show that's coming back, and or all the new shows and all the different characters that's going to be interacting. So that's going to be great to see. To see that he is going to be that anchor point to make everybody come together. So, and most likely, if fingers crossed, that we will get, and I do hope that we will get, the Avengers Secret War, and the other one was called The Wrath of Somebody. Oh, I wish I was looking at the name of it right now. But the two Avenger movies, we will get Daredevil, all the characters from the shows, all the characters from the movies to come together, because that's what this is doing. Phase 5 is setting up everything nice and perfect. So for Phase 6, we get our Avenger movies, and they're going to tell a phenomenal story. Also, Black Panther. Black Panther, boy, I swear, it took me everything not to get too emotional and cry seeing that, because I'm telling you right now, I'm a grown man, and I am not ashamed whatsoever to say that I got a little emotional watching that. You know what I'm saying? Chad, may he rest in peace, rest in paradise, King. Awesome brother and awesome actor. It's sad to see him go and die from, you know, cancer, and they're showing much respect to him for this film. This film is dedicated to him, and he deserves
all that dedication. It's a lot of hard work and determination. And you can tell everyone, you can just see the pain of them dealing with the loss. And it seems like from the trailer, what they're doing is the new movie is going to, in the timeline of Marvel, is most likely going to be a situation where Thanos did the snap. And when he did the snap, obviously T'Challa was one of the characters that did get poofed and disappeared. So because that happened, that makes perfect sense for his character to die, and he's going to pass, and it makes sense, because you know what I'm saying, since he unfortunately passed in real life. But the only thing is, though, T'Challa came back in the end of Endgame, so they got to find a way to make it make sense for that. Or unless this whole entire movie is just going to be during the 4 years of the blimp before the 5th year when he got wished back in the storyline like all the rest of the characters. So that way, his character's passed and someone else is trying to pass the torch, so on and so forth, so they can make it work. So we will see what they do and what's it going to end up being. But I'm very happy about this, to show proper respect to him. I really, we will probably, got teased to see someone in the Panther suit, and we most likely will see it's his sister. But either way, to me personally, I think they should have just got another actor to play him, because the character Black Panther has so much story to be told, and it was years, and I do mean years, before he died in the comics, before his sister took over. So I understand we're showing the respects to, basically showing our respects to Chad, and we should still do that. But we gotta let the character come back, because the character has so many stories that we're missing out on, because they could easily do 3 movies. Or 5 movies of just Black Panther by himself. Because he has a lot of villains and a lot of different stories that the Wakandans have. And it looks like it's great, because he's going to have Namor. There you go. That's the name. Namor battling the T'Challas. So that's going to be a great action movie. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be great. I know I'm going to bring my tissues when it comes out. So yeah. But there's a lot of great films that's coming out in the next couple of years. Marvel is stacked. And now for the people that was complaining about Phase 4, now you see what they're planning. And it takes time. So that's why you just got to be patient. Now you see why all the shows are making sense, and the movies that's coming out is going to make sense too. I'm sorry that I don't have all the listing of every name, because I'll say every name of the movies that's coming out, but next time I will be more prepared. I appreciate each and every one of you guys for all y'all love and support, and more like I said, podcasts will be coming, and I'm gonna try to at least promise to get you guys 2 streams of, I mean basically 2 podcasts every week. This is one, so I'm going to try to get you guys in before the weekend's over. You got to bear with me, because I am doing a lot of, I work for myself. I also be doing a whole lot of things, music and acting wise. So I just got off of acting today, and I got to go back tomorrow. So I hope you guys have a blessed night. This is your boy Knuckles, Eternal Savage Podcast. If you guys want to follow me, you can follow me on Instagram at It's Knuckles Bitch, ITZ. KNUCKLEZBITCH1, and that's on Instagram. And also you can follow me on TikTok. I so forgot TikTok also is It's Knuckles Bitch 1. So you guys can follow me on both of those social medias. You can follow me, download the music, check out the music on Spotify or Apple Music, the Knuckles, KNUCKLEZ, and In Your Face Music, the Knucklehead EP, or my new single Ride With Me, RIDEWITME. So I appreciate you guys. Love you guys. I'll see you guys soon. Peace.